last night our program was a little long, and we were trying to use a little time before the wonderful... Someone has lost this little... Zeke's going to fiddle us a little tune while we're waiting. What are you going to fiddle, Zeke?
Tired of using my bow, my elbows sore. Wait a minute. I got a coat hanger here, folks. Have to think about it. Sometimes I use that. Sometimes a coat hanger gets too heavy. We have to use our shoe to hold it up more. Hands get weak. All that stuff. Well, what's the use anyhow? Well, you see now, I think we might try another angle.
For you here, George Newsom, whom a great many of you know from over at the hotel, has brought a friend over with him and his wife and his daughter. George, I want you to come up and introduce that young thing you have with you. Will you do that?
Yes.
Now, to one and all, to everybody, to our good white friends, and also to our colored, we come tonight to give you just a short selection. And this is Mrs. Bess here, the mother of our church. And she'll let you know, she want to tell you how old she is. And she come to tell you all a little tale, but I come to tell you all the truth. I don't know much about telling the tales. Years ago when I was a boy, my daddy used to, he would kind of tang me if I say, tell him a tale. And for that cause, it just got me broke from the tales, and I just tried to tell the truth. So I come to tell you all the truth and not the tale. So I'm going to tell you the truth right short, and then Mother Bess will tell you the tale. Now, what I want to say in the beginning is to Mrs. Bolton here and to all of these good white friends, I say if I was a White Spring, I'm so happy to come before you all and to have just a word or two to say, and then to say that this is my third time coming before a group of this kind, rich white people, colored people and all, and we all are just waking together. And what I do like about it, you all, I've been up here at this hotel for going on 13 years. And when the rich white people come in there, why, it just does me all the good in the world. I'm telling you, all the good in the world when they come in there. All of these, I wish we had rooms enough up there to take care of all these people. I can look at them and tell that they are rich. And every time these rich ones come in there, why, I meet them at the door. And we use a word there, they call it tip. And the richer they are, the bigger tip usually I get. And so when they come in and give me that tip, you can see me just sure enough jumping. Now, every once in a while, some of them will come in and they won't give me much. Well, I won't say too much. I'll come to the room. And if the tip too small, I may not say nothing about some ice water. But if the tip look just right, oh, will you have a pitcher of ice water? Of course, I should do that by everybody, but you know it makes a little different. So I'm just so glad to come tonight to let you all know how well we enjoy this. And to Mrs. Bolton there, this wonderful work she'll carry on and allowing me a chance to get on this program. So now we're going to listen to Mother Bess with her tail. I don't know about the tail. Stand right there.
Well, I'm going to say two little selections. The white folks and the darkies is a cutting up a mighty swell. And the called for Landana to ring that dinner bell. When I was in old Virginia town, my head was full of knowledge. I'd rather teach a free school than any other college.
Now, my wife and my daughter's coming up, Miss Newsom and Hazel Newsom, coming to give us just a short number. Hattie and Hazel. That will be Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Thank you very, very much. We couldn't have the festival without our good colored friends and with leaders like George. Thank you again. Are the sword dancers ready? On with the show.
The first thing we're going to do is an English Morris dance. This is not a social dance, a ceremonial dance. And just like the Indians dances, they wear bells. As a matter of fact, the Indians used to wear gourd rattles and terrapin shells full of rocks, pebbles. And the Indians nowadays are wearing bells on their ceremonial dances, and we wonder if the Indians, modern Indians, learned from the English Morris dances about bells. This is an agricultural dance. It's a sort of a springtime ritual, and it's called bean setting. All primitive peoples have this kind of rite. Used to be they had to do it to make the crops grow. We do it now for fun. It's an athletic kind of thing. These boys have learned only one Morris dance. There are many, many Morris dances that people still do in England, the old ceremonial dances of our people. You know, we admire everything that's foreign, and sometimes we Anglos, you know, down in my country, they say it's the finest. One old man said to me, yeah, here in this part of the United States is the purest Anglo-Saxon blood in the nation. So we Anglo-Saxons do have a great many beautiful old things. Now, I was very curious that I can go down to the Seminoles and share knowledge with them because I know this dance and lots of others. The Indians' dances are just like this, except this is an English ceremonial dance called bean setting. The old Morris men in England, there are a lot of them left, and there are a lot of young fellows in universities and high schools that are learning Morris dancing. They have a tremendous Morris ring. They get together once a year and learn to do these dances from each other. They get some of the original teams. Now, I'm telling you an interesting thing. You all know a certain tune. This is it. How many of you know this tune? Of course, I can't see you. But put your hands up if you know this tune. Well, Percy Grainger got that from Cecil Sharp, who founded this thing whose badge I was, trademark I was, English Folk Dance and Song Society. And Percy Grainger learned it from Cecil Sharp, who got it from William Kimber, who's still alive. And Her Royal Highness the Princess Margaret is a part of this whole business. All over England, the old ways of our people, who those of us who speak English, have been restored all over England and in the United States, in the great civic centers, great metropolitan centers, Boston, New York. This organization is quite strong. But where it has fed into the actual lives of people, Mr. Sharp, the great Englishman who started all this, went all through my country, the Southern Mountains, and as in England, the restoration is thriving since Mr. Sharp's death in 1926, and the other place in the world where the old ways of our people, tales and songs and dances, are coming back very strong is in the Southern Mountains. Now, you in Florida have a lot of this kind of thing, but I doubt whether you have a ceremonial dance other than the Seminoles. You've got beautiful sacred music, I know, the Southern Harmony, the Sacred Harp, those beautiful old sacred songs. Well, this is a sacred dance in a way. It's called bean setting. Come on, you Morris men. Oh, this fellow who's extra is the chief one of all. He's the fool, not a fool, the fool. He's the medicine man. He keeps us all straight. This drum, I must acknowledge, was borrowed from the elementary school, Stephen Foster Elementary School in Gainesville. The old music used to be a three-hole whistle and a drum played by one man. Best we can do in the United States is a harmonica and a drum. Go to it now, have fun. Just as quick as possible to make room for the pageant, we are going to do the sword dance. And while they get ready... Can I tell them that riddle? Tell them one riddle while they get ready. All right. No riddle. Now, this dance was not done in the springtime. It was done in midwinter. Nobody knows really, but this also had something to do with life way back yonder. Make the crops grow. Make the sun shine again.
It is fitting that from the southernmost part of Florida come our Seminole friends, Billy Osceola and his wife, Frances, and Frankie Tommy, to tell us a little of the Indian legend just before our wonderful pageant tonight. Where are our Indian friends? Good. What are you going to do for us tonight?
We'd like to do one of the dancing songs.
They're going to do a dancing song for us. And what is the name of the dance?
The catfish.
The catfish dance.
Yeah, he's a
would you like to?
We like a song.
Are you going to sing a song?
Yeah.
All right.
Please,
they're going to sing a little song for us, too. What's the name of the song?
Just the corn dance song.
The corn dance song. The buffalo song.
No.